You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. If you ever have any car issues, don't go to one of the major chains where they're just going to have someone behind the counter trying to figure out what car parts you need when you already know what car parts you need. RockAuto.com has amazing selection on all the parts your car will ever need. They also have reliably low prices that aren't price gauged like those major companies that like to price gauge their products because they know that you need them. Again, Rock Auto has so many options for your car to be fixed, and we all know car problems can cause the worst of stress. So make sure you go to rockauto.com and let them know that the Locked On Podcast Network sent you, and enjoy today's episode. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I am, of course, your host who does the most, Ethan Smith. Hopefully you all enjoyed Yerry Morgan Monday yesterday as we got the chance to talk about a lot of things going around in the Pirates organization and in baseball. And I hope you're all having a wonderful Tuesday, May 25th of the year 2021. And on today's podcast, we are of course going to preview yet another series against the Chicago Cubs. It could be a pretty pivotal one for both of these teams and the directions that these teams are going. And we're also going to talk about Cody Ponce getting his first start tonight and what we should expect from him. And in the final segment later on in the podcast, we're going to talk about some statistics that you should know going into the rest of the week, going on the MLB roster and in the farm system, as some players have been getting some accolades and been on top of statistical boards all over Major League Baseball. But tonight, the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs take on each other once again at 6:35 Eastern Time at PNC Park. Pirates currently hold a 7-16 record against NL Central teams. Right now, of course, things have kind of been a little interesting as they are on a three-game losing streak after that horrid series against the Atlanta Braves, which me and Gary talked about yesterday. The Cubs, meanwhile, are 11-13 against division opponents, and the Pirates won the last meeting 6-5 with a Tyler Anderson victory, and that was that big game that Wilmer Defoe had where he went 3-for-5 with a triple and 3 RBIs, and Kyle Hendricks continued to struggle. Over the last 10 games, though, Pirates entered this stretch 3-10, or 3-7, with a .242 batting average, almost a 7 RBI or ERA, and have been outscored by 36 runs. Meanwhile, the Cubs have been heating up a little bit. They're 24-22, finally above .500 again, batting .270 over their last 10 games, .258 ERA, and have outscored opponents by 23 runs. So when you really look at it, it looks like the Cubs are coming in a lot hotter than the Pirates. Of course they are. And, you know, the Cubs should probably win this series, but the Pirates have been known to play them very well. And tonight, Jake Arrieta will be on the hill. He's already won one game in PNC Park earlier this year. Cody Ponce will, of course, get the start. On Wednesday's game, we get to see Will Crow once again against former Pittsburgh Pirate Trevor Williams in an interesting matchup. And then on Thursday, this is actually only a three-game set, not a four, I'm sorry. Kyle Hendricks will take on Tyler Anderson. So a lot of interesting little storylines to go here. I thought it was a four-game series. I apologize. It's only three. I'm going to have to remind myself to change the title as of I'm recording. But, I mean, the Pirates going into this series are playing some decent pitching. I mean, you get Jake Arrieta, who they've obviously struggled with in the past. Trevor Williams has had a pretty up-and-down year. I mean, he has a 5.97 ERA over 37 2/3. And then Kyle Hendricks, who was supposed to be the ace of this team, is currently 4-4 with a 4.74 ERA. As him and Tyler Anderson, that matchup on Thursday is going to be very fun to watch. As of right now, on betonline.ag, the Cubs are favored in all of the matchups. And, you know, I mean, the Pirates, again, this means a lot more for Chicago than this means for Pittsburgh. I mean, they're 24-22, and if we take a look at the standings as of right now, I mean, the Cubs are only a game and a half behind the St. Louis Cardinals right now. So winning all three of these games, or even two out of three, is going to be very vital for them. And if you look at where the Cardinals are right now, they obviously took a crushing loss to Tony La Russa and the White Sox last night. They play them two more times right now. So if the Cardinals drop one of those games and the Cubs win one of those games, You could be talking about the Cardinals and the Cubs being tied for first place in the NL Central, which makes it very interesting because not even a while ago we were talking about the Cubs blowing it up. But I mean, if they're in this position by July, why not add to it and see if you can win this division? I mean, this is a very winnable division for pretty much every team except Pittsburgh. I mean, Cincinnati's 20-25 right now. They've kind of fallen from grace. The Brewers, of course, are 24-23, but we'll see. I mean, I don't think any of these teams make the wild card, especially with how the NL West looks right now, with the Giants being in third place now at 28-19. But the Pirates this series, if they want to win, they're going to have to pitch better. I mean, we saw the Braves series, things kind of just blew up in their face. I mean, they lost 20-1, 6-1, and 7-1. Their offense is going to have to produce some runs. Of course, I keep bringing it up. Ke'Bryan Hayes and Colin Moran are slowly but surely coming back. Hayes has looked absolutely awesome in AAA so far in his rehab assignment. But again, if the Pirates are going to want to win this series and be competitive in this series, they're just going to have to play better. And a lot of that is going to have to get, like, you're going to have to get hitting from other guys other than Brian Reynolds and Adam Frazier. Kevin Newman is one of those guys. I think he's been kind of heating up a little bit lately. He's brought his average up to 209 where it was. But, I mean, Jacob Stallings has been doing pretty okay. I think I want to expect more from Polanco, but you can't really expect too much. But the Pirates need to find another bat right now to get this offense going. I mean, if you look at those three losses in Atlanta, they scored three runs in those losses and were outscored by 33. They allowed 33 runs and scored three. So you can get the idea that the Pirates need a little bounce back, and winning tonight would be a very big bounce back for them. And, you know, sometimes when you look into your savings, sometimes they might need a bounce back. And if you want some help with that, go to Wealthfront.com. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. And all you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB and get started today. Today's episode also is, of course, brought to you by RockAuto.com once again. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the car parts your car will ever need. And they don't sit there and price gauge you. They let you shop your own way. You don't have to watch someone from behind the counter try to do the work for you. And, you know, it's pretty reliable because it'll take stress off of your life, because all car problems do is add stress to your life. So make sure you go to rockauto.com and let them know that the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Cody Ponce and what he could do here in his first start and some decent expectations against the Chicago Cubs team to kick off the series. And we'll be right back. All right, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. Once again, hope you're all having a wonderful Tuesday afternoon or evening if you're listening to this right before the Pirates take on the Chicago Cubs tonight at PNC Park. Of course, I will be in Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks, I believe June 15th through the 20th, so I'm going to try to come to the Indians game. So if you're there, come and say hi, or even if you want to, I'm going to probably be doing coverage from the game myself, probably be live tweeting the whole time, so I'm going to be having a blast, so come have a blast with me if you want to see me. But tonight, the Pirates are opting to use another right-hander in their prospect pool in terms of pitching, and that will be Cody Ponce, who will be getting his fourth MLB start tonight as the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs once again kick off. Ponce, of course, 27 years old. I mean, 27 may be looking like it's like kind of, you know, older as a prospect, but I mean, some pitchers don't get their start until this age. Of course, if you don't know the history of Cody Ponce, he was acquired from the Milwaukee Brewers in July of 2019 for pitcher Jordan Lyles. Of course, we got to see a little bit of Ponce last year when he made his MLB debut. He logged 17 innings in 5 games with 3 starts. And, I mean, he did okay for the most part. 3.18 ERA, 9.1% of batters faced. He walked, though, and he only struck out 18.2% of those batters also. So, I mean, we'll see, though. I mean, he has a very good batting average on balls in play, 163. You know, he's below the league average, which is always good. and he's going to be okay. And I mean, so far he's made two starts and one relief appearance for the Indianapolis Indians this year, logging 11 and two-thirds innings, posting a 5.4 ERA. So, I mean, he's striking out batters a little bit more, though, with a 20.8% and only walking 7.5. So, little interesting choice here for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I do think they just kind of want to see what Ponce is doing in Indianapolis. I think they want to let him start here in place of Trevor Cahill. Of course, I believe Jason Mackey said around 5:30 today, depending on if you're listening by that time or not, that there will be a corresponding roster move to bring up Cody Ponce. So we'll see how that goes. We're going to see like what Ponce can bring. I mean, most people I would think now would assume that Miguel Uhure and guys like maybe even Will Crow have kind of gotten above Ponce. But Gary sounded pretty happy to see him yesterday. We'll see what he can do tonight. I mean, I would expect a pretty decent game from him. I don't think he's going to like knock anybody's socks off or anything. I'd say they're going to probably keep him around four or five innings, I would think, at most five. And then, I mean, I would expect him maybe to give up two or three runs in there. Hopefully he strikes out some batters. Maybe the balls in play average stays down from last year. And, you know, it'll be his fourth start, so you can't really sit there and look into it too much, but you could see Ponce as a potential option in the rotation if the Pirates part ways with Tyler Anderson and Trevor Cahill. The one thing I love about Cody Ponce, though, is he has five pitches. He does most of them pretty well. I mean, he pitches a four-seam fastball, a curveball, a cutter, a changeup, and a sinker. Pretty fun little mix there. And so far, as last season, his fastball averaged around 93.2, so almost 94 miles per hour. You know, and if you look at the top three pitchers, and this was reported the other day, and we talked about it yesterday, you have Cody Ponce, Miguel Uhure, and Chase DeJong as your top three minor league pitchers as of right now in terms of them being ready to come up and pitch. So, I mean, I don't think this is the last that we see of Cody Ponce this year. I do think to expect that he will get more than just this one start, depending on the moves that happen later in the year. And I also think Chase DeJong will come up at some point as well. I think he'll get a chance. But Uhure is the class of those three. I fully expect Miguel Uhure to be a mainstay in this rotation by the end of the year and going forward. So we'll see how it works. I mean, how do you guys think Ponce is going to do? I mean, let me know on Locked On Pirates. It'll be a very interesting little game to see how he plays, if the Pirates can even get him a little bit of a good start. Maybe he can get some confidence under him. And ironically enough, the Cubs and the Pirates have allowed the most first-inning runs in baseball. They're first and second. I believe the Pirates are first, the Cubs are second. So, I mean, could there be a lot of runs here? Could he get beat up? Very possible. It's probably more likely than him pitching like six no-hit innings. But, I mean, I would expect Ponce to do a pretty okay. I think this is his one start, and then, I mean, maybe he gets one more after this, or they opt to go back to Uhure, or maybe even bring up Chase DeJong for a start or two before Cahill comes back from injury. But, you know, it's going to be a very little interesting thing. And Ponce, we'll see if he uses all five of those pitches. Maybe they just opt to use the fastball, the curveball, and the cutter, and maybe the sinker and double play opportunities. But I want to see him pitch all five pitches. I want to see what the kid can do, and we get a chance to see it tonight. And if you want to bet on the Pirates in this game, make sure you go to betonline.ag. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust here at the Locked On Podcast Network, and that is betonline.ag. They are doing everything in sports right now. MLB regular season, the NBA, and the NHL playoffs, of course, are in full swing. If you're a Penguins fan, check out Hunter Hodes over at Locked On Penguins. He has all of your playoff needs over there. You know, they're doing UFC, reality TV. They do almost everything that you can find on betonline.ag. And when you go to sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag, use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus, meaning they will basically give you free money when you put money into betonline.ag on your free account with your first deposit. And always bet responsibly. Today's episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar, of course, is the protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar, and you can't find too many of those everywhere. They have many unique flavors that are available year-round, as well as limited-time offers and limited-time flavors that go fast. So make sure you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off of your next order for the best protein bars on the market that are low in sugar, low in cholesterol, high in fiber, and high in protein, and they're good for maintaining or losing weight. Again, go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off of your next order. And when we come back, what are some statistics that the Pittsburgh Pirates players right now are very interesting looking into this week? And we'll be right back. All right, everyone, and welcome back to the final segment of today's episode of Locked On Pirates. Once again, I thank you all so much for tuning in. It's always fabulous when I get to see you guys interact with me on Twitter, interact with the podcast, say that you love listening to it. It's the reason I do it. I do it for all of my listeners. You all are absolutely awesome. I appreciate it so much. Just wanted to send that out there. But here in the final segment, we're going to talk about some interesting little tidbits in terms of how players and their statistics have been looking so far and who's been doing pretty well. And we're going to start with Kevin Newman, who apparently, according to Rob Bernthal, and he said today's MLB jinx is courtesy of the Pirates game notes. Kevin Newman has now gone 40 consecutive games without making an error at shortstop. He made one in his final game there in 2020. So Kevin Newman has not made an error in 40 consecutive games at shortstop. Pretty good stuff there, you know. Newman, his bat, of course, isn't what we saw in spring training. I think a lot of people expected that. You're not going to hit 600 in the regular season, but I don't think a lot of people expected him to be down in the 209s. But defensively, he's looking really good. And that's one thing from the Pirates I think I saw this year that was very good in terms of improvement is their defense has improved a lot. Like, from last year, they were one of the worst defensive teams ever. A lot of that is in part that Colin Moran is just a better defensive first baseman than Josh Bell, who made, like, way too many mistakes. Key Ryan Hayes, of course, who has not played much this year, but when he comes back, the defense, of course, will ramp up. Eric Gonzalez has looked pretty good, though, over at the hot corner. Brian Reynolds and the Kai Tom have looked pretty good. Kai Tom, of course, not playing at the moment. And even Ben Gamble, he's looked pretty good defensively also. So the defense has definitely improved, and Kevin Newman has been a big part of that, which is really good to see. And then we move to the minor leagues, where Roenzi Contreras was actually named Pitcher of the Week in Double-A Altoona. And, you know, he's looked really good over the last week. Right now, he looked awesome. He had 6.2 innings pitched, 2 hits, and 6 Ks on the week. Contreras is 2-0 in 3 starts at Altoona and has yet to allow a single run on the season for a sparkling ERA, of course, 0. And his whip is also below 0.6 at a 0.566. Along with that, he has 28 batters struck out in his 17 innings pitch with only 3 walks. So Contreras, who was picked up in the Jameson Taillon trade, continues to shine in Altoona. And I think it's not too long before we see him up in Indianapolis. Now, of course, I think they're going to be patient with him. I use the term painfully patient, but I think that was the wrong term to use. In terms of Contreras, he's still a very young pitcher. It wouldn't surprise me if he stayed in Double-A for the rest of the season, but I would expect him to go up to Indianapolis at some point just to kind of see what he does in Triple-A versus Double-A. But as of right now, Contreras, I mean, he's just absolutely killing it. And, I mean, the fastball's pushing into the upper 90s. He's only 21. He's looking to be a difference maker, and that Taillon trade keeps looking better by the day, especially with picking up Miguel Yajure. Yajure and Contreras could be a nice little duo that comes up and pitches well for this Pittsburgh Pirates team. It's going to be interesting to see what the Pirates do with Contreras, how they want to handle him. I think they're going to handle him as a starter for now. But, I mean, if you have a relief pitcher like that, it could be working wonders also. But we'll see what they decide to do. And, you know, Contreras, he's doing pretty well. That's all I can really say about it. And I hope he continues. Of course, Adam Frazier, by the way, still up there in hits. Believe he still leads the National League in multi-hit games. He's obviously the best second baseman statistically in terms of hitting the baseball this year. Hopefully he continues that, because if he falls off, I don't know what's going to happen to this offense. I mean, it's already not great as a whole. And when you only have Brian Reynolds and Adam Frazier hitting the baseball pretty well, can cause some problems if one of those guys starts going on a slump. And, you know, there's not a lot to be said about it in terms of offense. But, I mean, you know, like, Adam Frazier, I think, again, he's going to be traded by some point. I don't think it's going to be during the season, but I do have a very, very strong affinity that I think he'll be traded in the offseason, just because I don't think they have really too many options right now that they could put at second base, and it would give them some flexibility to sign a free agent or make a Rule 5 pick at second base before Nick Gonzalez is ready to come up. And then, I mean, looking past this week, the Pirates, of course, play 13 of their next 15 games at PNC Park. Three against the Cubs, three against the Rockies, four against the Marlins, and three against the Dodgers. And Rob asked, I mean, of those, how many will they win? I mean, 13 games at home, I think 7 or 8. I think they have a chance to go 7-6 or 8-5, especially against the Rockies and the Marlins. I think the majority of those losses will come against the Dodgers and the Cubs. I mean, the Dodgers could easily sweep the Pirates. Cubs could also. I mean, the Marlins could do it. But I think on par, they're a little bit better team than the Rockies, and being at home will help them. So that'll be an interesting little game as well. ERA-wise also, if you look at the month of May, the bottom five, the Pirates, of course, we know the team ERA, especially in terms of the bullpen, was very good. But in the month of May so far, they have a 5.48 ERA, which ranks 26th in Major League Baseball. And, you know, we have to figure out what's going to go on with this Pittsburgh Pirates team. Playing the Cubs this week, hopefully they do good. Hopefully they can pick up a couple wins here, stop the Cubs from contending and keeping the team together, but we'll never know until these games are played. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Locked On Pirates. I hope you enjoyed, as always. I am, of course, your host, Ethan Smith, who does the most. Make sure you check out Peter Bukowski on the Locked On Today podcast. He, of course, will be covering pretty much everything right now that's going on in sports, especially the NBA and the NHL playoffs, giving you all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes every single day. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at @MVP_Ethan, or of course check out the show page at Locked On Pirates. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, enjoy the game tonight, and have a great rest of your day, and I will see you on the flip side tomorrow.